Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we're tackling what I call the binary trap of modern AI.
Right.
You know, where systems either go with this reckless speed, just making stuff up, or they're completely paralyzed.
Yeah, total refusal. The bot won't even answer a simple question because it's somehow flagged as unsafe. It's just, it's brittle.
It is brittle. And that's why this work by Lev Gokhasian is so interesting. His ternary moral logic, or TML.
Exactly. He's basically arguing that we have to stop thinking in just two states, not just act or refuse.
We need a third one.
We need a third state. Pause.
The sacred zero. And I should probably clarify for everyone listening, this zero isn't a null state. It's not an error.
No, not at all. He calls it an epistemic hold, which is such a great term.
It really is. Write that down.
Well, epistemic is about knowledge, right? So the AI isn't crashing. It's actively holding its action because it recognizes it doesn't know enough yet.
It's pausing to verify the truth.
Or to resolve some kind of moral conflict before it does anything. It's an admission of uncertainty.
And the story behind this, the philosophy, is just, it's incredibly poignant.
Oh, yeah.
Gokhasian developed this framework while he was navigating a stage 4 terminal cancer diagnosis.
That context is everything. It defines the whole approach. He was contrasting, you know, the unthinking acceleration of the algorithms involved in his treatment with the measured compassion of his human doctors.
The doctors would pause.
Exactly. They'd pause. They would weigh variables like pain management versus keeping him lucid. They showed him that intelligence without the ability to hesitate is just compulsion.
So he literally coded that hesitation into the system. There's this rule, always memory.
No memory, no action. Simple as that.
Yeah. If the system can't permanently log why it's making a decision, it's just forbidden from acting.
Which is brilliant for preventing errors from being, you know, memory hold. But that brings up the big technical problem, right? Latency.
Right. You're asking it to log complex ethical reasoning on the fly. Mm-hmm. And looking at the specs, TML can introduce a slow lane latency of up to 500 milliseconds. Mm-hmm. In a world of like high frequency trading, a half second hang is an eternity. Is anyone actually going to adopt that?
Well, they might because of the dual lane architecture. It's not always slow.
Okay.
The system defaults to a fast lane that's under 2 milliseconds for all the low stake stuff. The slow lane only kicks in when a core mandate is threatened.
Like the Earth Protection mandate, for example.
Exactly. So say an AI is optimizing a supply chain and its best solution causes this huge spike in carbon emissions. The fast lane rejects it. The sacred zero triggers.
And then it takes that half second?
It takes the 500 milliseconds to check its proposed action against the hard-coded ecological limits.
So it's checking against real constraints, like the human rights mandate from international treaties, not just guessing the next word.
Right.
But the real kicker here seems to be how it solves the audit problem. You know, companies hiding their black box to protect their IP.
That is the central conflict, isn't it? Regulators need to see the logs, but companies can't just open up their source code.
So how does TML solve it?
It uses something called ephemeral key rotation and Merkle-batched storage.
Which is, I mean, that's basically a zero-knowledge proof.
You got it. The system can prove to a regulator that, yes, it ran the human rights check and passed.
But without ever revealing the proprietary code or the user's private data.
Exactly. And by anchoring those cryptographic proofs to a public blockchain, you get this immutable, verifiable audit trail.
Wow.
It completely shifts the safety paradigm from trust us, we checked, to here is the mathematical proof that we checked.
So you're not just selling speed anymore. You're selling provable safety. You're almost monetizing the pause.
And that creates a whole new metric for performance. Maybe we stop judging AI just by tokens per second and start judging it by ethical verification time.
The value is in the hesitation.
New value is in the hesitation.
Which is, you know, a pretty humbling thought to end on.
Mm-hmm.
If we're engineering machines whose worth is measured by their ability to take that sacred zero, to pause and verify before acting, maybe we should start applying that same metric to ourselves. In this high-speed world, we could probably all use a little more latency.
I think so.
Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive.